Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. All of you. All of you. Now you recall that the apostle has been dealing with progressive sanctification, using the example of Christ, using the argument that we are the special people of God, believers are, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, kingly, and therefore we must live up to this. We must live up to Christ. We must live for Christ and live by the power of Christ, the resurrection power of Christ, the power of the Spirit. This is what the apostle is speaking about here. And he's talking about slaves and families, husbands and wives. And then he comes to this, finally, summing it up, if you see. All of you, gathering the threads together. What do I mean by this progressive sanctification? Well, in the way you live with each other, by this will all men know that you are my disciples, and that your doctrine is right, and that you hold to the Westminster Confession or whatever. No. All men will know you're my disciples when they can see the love you have for one another. Behold how they love each other. Love should testify. And whatever station of life the believer finds himself, young or old, male or female, new believer or old believer, it doesn't matter. Whatever we are, finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. We've been called out of the world, and now we're made brothers and sisters. We're children of the King. We're royal children. We are priests together. We are mutually bound together in Christ. We're going to spend eternity together. So let's live now, says Peter. Let's now live in harmony with one another, sympathetic to each other, loving as brothers, compassionate and humble. Now, you have to compare this to the world. You have to compare this to the way the world goes on. You know the way the world goes on is malice and hatefulness and bitterness and so on. Now, believers, we must show a unity, a harmony, a mutuality of fellowship with one another. Sympathy, love, compassion, humble. These are the marks of the true believer. Of course, we're still sinners and things go wrong. But don't repay evil with evil or insult with insult. Contrary, repay it with blessing. Because to this you were called. This is what the gospel is about. This is what regeneration is about. This is what conversion is about. This is what being a new man in Christ means. And of course, there's a future blessing so that you may inherit a blessing now and more especially when Christ comes again, the resurrection and the bringing in of the kingdom. We have the example of Christ in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21 and on. And we have to act in such a way that hurt turns to blessing. We overcome wrath with love. We show a sympathetic feeling for one another. This is the calling of God, one of the great purposes of redemption. This is our duty. This is our obligation. And it leads to eternal blessing. Look at the world. Look at TV. Look at politics. Look at the plays, look at the novels, look at the royal family, look at all walks of society outside of Christ. Do you see this? Is it sympathetic, love and compassion as brothers and humble and not repaying evil for evil? What do we see? Malice and hatred and gossip and suspicion everywhere. Political parties, they all love each other. But when you read their memoirs, you find it was not like that at all. Not like that at all. Brothers, let us not love in word or in profession. It's so easy to write about it, easy to preach about it, but it's the living of it. So let our lips and lives express the holy gospel we profess. Yes, may it be so. May we live because we are in Christ, as for Christ, unto Christ, for the glory of God in Christ, and for the good of each other, and the witness to this dark and fallen world. May they see the love and life of Christ in our ways that we conduct ourselves with each other. May it all be for the glory of God in every way. Amen.